Several traditional Tlingit bentwood boxes make up part of the Haynes Sheldon Museum's 23,000-item collection. Handmade out of cedar wood and painted, the boxes were used for storage or traded goods, according to Museum Collections Coordinator Zachary James.
These ones, I think, were probably used for regalia because they have really nice paintings on them, but they were general-purpose storage boxes, too.
James is Tlingit, with ancestry in Wrangell and the Stikine Basin, as well as the Chilkat Valley. And he has an active interest in Tlingit art and heritage, especially new ways of looking at pieces from the museum's collection.
It just basically looks like a black surface on wood, and then these kind of amazing images are able to be pulled out of it.
Traditional bentwood boxes come in various sizes. Large boxes stored blankets, clothing, and ceremonial items. Medium-sized boxes stored food, and small boxes held berries, sewing materials, and special treasures. Over time, the outside varnish darkened, probably from soot or grime and storage conditions, obscuring the original paintings. Some were completely hidden, others you can see a faint outline.
And if you look at it from the side, you can kind of see, under certain light conditions, you can kind of see that there's a design, but you can't really make it out very clearly.
Using an infrared lens on a digital camera, James photographed the bentwood boxes, which date back to the 1800s, capturing the striking formline images below.
The way it works is infrared light penetrates through the patina or the varnish, the yellowed varnish on the outside of the piece, and then normal light reflects off of the very outside. The infrared light penetrates through the varnish and then bounces off the pigment or off of the wood and then reflects back. And so it has the ability to see through the kind of grime on the outside.
For James, it was an exciting reveal.
It's probably the first time in a couple hundred years that these designs and these pieces of art have even been able to be appreciated or looked at. So I felt like it was good to see it again.
Haynes Sheldon Museum Board President Colleen Adams says James' initiative and the project is valuable for the Haynes community.
It's such a treasure to have these in Haynes. And for Zach to come up with this idea to bring this artwork to life, to show people what has been underneath that for hundreds of years, it's amazing. So we are very fortunate to be able to witness this.
James says the newly revealed designs are significant to the larger project of recovering and protecting the Tlingit heritage of the Chilkat Valley in Southeast Alaska.
Constantly, Native art has been taken out of Native hands and put in, European or American institutions. I mean, there's Tlingit art from this valley in Russia and in Germany, and all over, University of Pennsylvania. We have no idea what's in private hands, what was lost over the years. So every scrap of information about the Tlingit art forms that we can draw from is important.
Formline involves a complex and often subtle language of rules and motifs, and so James says the recovered images are important for local Tlingit artists to study the art form. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.